Till After Day. And welcome to Bubba G the Caveman, my spiritual seed of comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Bubba G, and I'm a spiritual advisor on Keen and your host for today's program, the Bubba G's Laughter Factory Show. And my co-host here, Dr. Uma, also assisting me in the radio show, as always. And thank you, Dr. Uma. And if you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7, 365 on Keen, go to Keen.com radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute. And all of your offers that is coming your way. And so you be ready and keep up with all the updates and everything and emails, and so you don't miss the next month radio show, because it's going to be on the each month on the first Sunday of each month at 7:15, the pre-show. So you can log in at 7:15, and the actual show starts at 7:30. So for 1 hour or so. So those who want to join in on today's Bubba G's Laughter Factory show can call me for free using our guest call-in number of 657-383-0802, and that is the guest call-in number. God Laughter, remember to laugh more. And Bubba G's Laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Bubba G's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? I got answers. It's so easy, a gay man can do it. Thank you for joining my 7:30 Sunday showtime. And we both are honored and happy to guide and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Bubba is here. I kick your crutches. So I'm going to take a couple of callers here first. And okay, the first caller we're taking here. Hello, hello. You are on air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Say
yes,
your
Mr.
name.
Hi,
Ashiel. Yes. Ashiel from New York, people. All right, New York, New York City. All right, Ashiel, welcome to my show. And go ahead and say your question, please. Thank you and your concern. How are you feeling
My question
today?
Is, not bad. It's the end of the year. I'm just trying to see you see any changes coming up with career or love.
Yeah, your career hasn't been really that satisfactory to your liking, and it hasn't been that good. But it's going to have a turn of events as you approach towards the December, late November and towards the December, and then catching up and going upward and more successful, fruitful in next year, following January, February, March, April. So be patient with it and have one focused attention that is required of you. And so that's what is in the store for your career. So don't you worry. Things are taking a spin for better. On the third week, like on 21st, 22nd, I must rather say, of this month, the November, until then, you will be experiencing a bit rocky path, you know, and not from your side, but the people in the office, in your corporation, throwing a stone on your path, and you need to diligently and with full awareness, you know, kick it to the right and left gracefully and with calmness, and not react to their, unkindly gestures or what they say in particular. So don't take things personally, and so everything would be going smoothly then. You have any other question for me tonight in regards to that? Or
what about, just love. I would just be patient in terms of career. So now I want to see what you have to say about love.
Yes. Ashir, you haven't had much luck in that department either. It's mainly the stress of the work is adding onto it and is making you much more tense, and that it affects your energy in the society and where you go, and girls, females pick up on that. So it's better that you laugh more, have a happy go around attitude, and that energy, it's better for you. So separate yourself from the work. After you finish the work, you just, cleanse the aura and be happy when you leave the work. Be happy and let go of the work, and do not carry the work like most people do to your private life. Go to social places, dance places, this and that, and meet people. Just go learn how to dance or whatever, and it's a better place for you to meet people. So that's just one idea, to parties and whatever, and so that you can have a better chance to interact, with other humans of your liking and on your level. And so opposite attracts, remember. So things are going to get better for you, especially in this month and next month during the holiday seasons, as I see it. So do not worry and do not be afraid. No fear when Babaji is here. Everything is going to be all right. All right? And laugh more. Don't be so serious.
Sounds good.
All right.
I'll take your advice. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Thank you. And you're always most welcome to come on Keen. And I'm always available. And if I'm not available, if there is an arranged chat and arranged call for everybody to know, and then I will attend to every call. So if you need my attention for in-depth details, calls or chat, and email reading, paid email reading, then you can come out there, you and everyone else, and I will address your issues in depth and details, and everything will be all right. So no fear when Baba is here. Laugh more. Okay? All right, son.
Thank you
so much for coming, and have a great Thanksgiving holiday that is coming in this month of November, and enjoy yourself. And have a nice girlfriend.
Okay,
good luck. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Thank you. Yes.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye. Now, next person in line. Hello. Yes. You're on air.
Hey, Babaji.
Yes.
Hi, Babaji.
Yes, Babaji. Yes, hi. Your name, please.
Hey, this is... Long time, long talk to. This is Lisa.
Oh, hello, Lisa, love. What's happening, princess? Tell the audience where you're calling from. Yeah,
hello,
that's Lisa
right now
Love. There?
Right now I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn and New York, yes.
New York
pizza. Not that I eat pizza, but you guys are famous for one thing. New York pizza. Like France is famous for French kiss. Or something. So, all right. So, we have nothing to do with those departments. All right, Lisa. So, go ahead. Welcome to my show. And as everybody knows, it's on the first Sunday of each month. So, get ready for the next month. It's going to be on December 1st, which would be the first Sunday of the next month. So everybody get ready for that. We'll send mass emails in regards to that. And so keep an eye on that and get in the queue at 7:15, means 7:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, to get in the queue to get a free reading from me. And so go ahead and ask your question, Lisa Love. What is bothering you today? What's on your mind?
Okay, so you know, Baba G, that I am intuitive. So what's bothering me? Okay, so
good for you.
Remember? So I'm just trying to find out what this is. So you remember you told me about, I'm getting images of my future love life. And you told me that I'm going to meet a person, and I did pick up on his energy. Nice person. Nice energy. Yeah. So
like
my
I said,
is this.
So shall it happen. Okay. So tell me about your new friend.
I haven't not met him yet, but I'm picking up on another energy around him. Does he have a friend or a male friend?
Yes.
Fake.
He has,
that's fake, right?
Yes. Right. Is you have picked up correctly? So go ahead and ask your question. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, with this friend here, I mean, I'm picking up on his energy. It's not the guy. The guy is great, like you described him, but this friend, this fake friend, do you see me meeting him? Because I'm kind of, when it comes to negative people, I do not like to be around them.
Nobody wants negative people around themselves. No one. So then don't think of negative people so you don't attract them. You know, if you project what you project in the universe, then it's like a boomerang. It comes back to you. It's like the same way. So, you know, it's like the boomerang. You throw what you throw, and that speed and velocity. And so, you know, what you put in, you get back and you reap what you sow. And so you put out love and laughter and generosity and help, and you know, then what's going to happen is that's what you get. So
exactly.
It's your choice. People make choices.
Okay.
All along the way.
Oh, don't worry, I am.
Yeah. Good.
I'm picking
so
up on
you
it.
Have no problem.
I'm sorry.
In the laughter department, I see. So,
problems with the laughter.
Laughing out.
I do. Because I'm picking up on negative.
Yeah.
I don't. You know what it is, Baba G? Like when you see the images of these negative people coming and you try to change the picture of it, or you say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. But it's like you have to, when you stay away from them, that's when they leave and walk away.
Right. That's just the way. Mm-hmm. It's best avoidance, is the best way. It's safest way to, like, you know, when you sense, you know, some drunk people or some troublemakers in the streets of Brooklyn in New York coming your way, you just go just the hanging there for 5-10 minutes, and then the storm passes by, tornado, and then you come out of the basement.
Yeah. All right.
So this is the way. And remember that these holidays, the energy, actually in the Thanksgiving in November, and also follow up with the whole December, the energy is very, very high of more than the whole year. And the possibility, you know, even statistically speaking, the probability of you meeting several nice, handsome, kind, loving guys is very high. So you better gear up and get ready, do your homework, and not too much makeup, but have your laughter lipstick out of your purse out and put it on there like a joker. So that you are ready to show people how happy and jolly and funny you are. And men like naturally, you know, like, you know, just happy girls and girls with sense of humor and what you put out, you know, like you, what you sow, you reap. So that's a great thing. And then, you know, meet and exchange energy and talk and all that, and you'll be very blessed. So things are going to work out for you, as I see, in this coming month, especially in the year 2019, November and December. And so things are going to get better and happier, and you should not be worried about anything, my dear Lisa. Yes. Any other question you have? We have one more, if you like, to ask about your career and your plan that you had. I remember that if you like to touch upon that quickly, I'll give you a chance.
Okay, sure. So do you see me getting a new job in, what, I know it's going to be in 2020, but I'm looking to go into corporate.
Yeah.
What's going to be a good month to start interviewing? I know it's going to take a little time.
Yeah, it will take quite a bit of time, more than what you're expecting, because in that career, things actually take like a slow moving, like a snail, like a turtle. And you have to be cultivating more patience in regards to that. And it's not only you, but people in your particular career, you know, have to be more patient. And it's just the way it is. And so, you, if you have determination and consistency, things are going to work out, and you are going to, you know, achieve the success that your heart desires. So that's the way it is, okay? All right.
Thanks.
So,
awesome.
You're most welcome, Lisa Love. All right. You know where to find me. I'm always there.
All right, I will.
On scene.
Thank you.
Yes, right. Yes, I. So, and watch out for the updates, everybody. And, you know, and thank you, Lisa Love. And so you take care, and we'll see you next month on the first of the December, the Sunday, the next show. And get in line at 7:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the 7:30 show. Alrighty? Thank you so much, Lisa.
All right, awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
And kisses to everybody. All right, love. Thank you. So, Dr. Uma has a few things that she just wants to share with you. Hello, Dr. Uma.
Hi, everybody, and happy Laughter Day, and happy, you know, Thanksgiving month, you know, since we're celebrating Thanksgiving this month, third Thursday of this month, and I wanted to wish everybody that holiday in advance. And to celebrate that, we're going to talk about gratitude, because we're thanking more than just the turkey on the table. But gratitude is one of the highest vibrations people can feel, right? It's an aspect of divine love. It's unconditional love and one of the best feelings in the world. Like, if you're feeling grateful about what you've got, there's nothing that's really going to bother you with anything, because, you know, you're feeling grateful for even the little things. And it allows you to grow faster spiritually by making you more loving and helps you to release the grip of ego separation, right? Because if you're feeling grateful, you feel like you want to include everybody in that feeling. So similar to selfless service, true gratitude can only be practiced from the heart, bringing you closer to your true nature of unconditional love. I would say everybody has some experience of unconditional love at some point. So gratitude is very, very close. They're like twin sisters to the same feeling. So gratitude turns to what people have into enough. So what you got, even if it's little, is going to be like, oh, and this is good. And it fights your tendency towards perfection. When you say people's egos want to make everything perfect and shape reality in a way that's most suitable for survival, because that's the job of the ego. The ego is actually an acronym. Did you guys know that? Ego is E-G-O, which means edges God out. Edges God out. Isn't that neat? Okay, that's a good way to remember what ego is. It's by giving you the illusion of separation from the universe and making you believe that you can find happiness outside yourself by creating a perfect living environment. So if you have the greatest car and the greatest husband or wife and, you know, the fanciest house and the greatest job, then therefore you're happy. I think people are sophisticated enough to know that that's not true. So for most people, it will take many years to realize that true happiness comes from within. Everybody hears that saying, true happiness comes from within. But it's really hard to rework with that, because ego edges God out.
Just a reminder to everybody that I am still taking questions. If somebody wants to jump into the queue, And I would answer the question for another few minutes. All right, Dr. Wang, go ahead. Carry on.
Okay, anyway, thank you for that message. Where was I? For most of people, it takes many years, and like I said, many lifetimes, to know that happiness comes from within. And that's because it comes from the idea of duality. So when you think that there's you and then there's something outside of you, and therefore you'll always create some sort of separation between what you have, what you don't have. If what you have and what you don't have can contrast, that's when people start feeling really insecure about their lives or very dissatisfied and that kind of thing. Because usually what you don't have is something that you want to include in yourself, because that inclusion is a very normal tendency for humans. We want to include everything in our lives. It actually takes a lot of trauma and a lot of hurt for people to exclude themselves from things. It's very natural for people want to include others in themselves, like other people, other things, other experiences. So it's the idea of duality that creates this illusion that people call Maya. Well, the Hindus call that anyway. Christians call it something else. So anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Babaji has got a message. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and talk to you next month.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Uma. And we had a good, successful month of November, first Sunday radio show. And I wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays in this month and next month as well. I bless you with your holidays to have a happy and safe vacations and holidays. And I am always available 24/7, 365 on Keen for arranged chat, arranged calls, and email readings as well, if your heart desires so. And the radio show is also complimentary free questions for all of you. And thank you so much, everybody. And wish you all the best. And goodbye, my dear ones. And laugh more.